The revised micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME and entrepreneurship policy is on track for completion by the end of 2017. Business operators and the economy stand to benefit greatly from the new policy. Stay with us to find out more.
Yo, see Larry there. Yo, my side set here now. Larry, forward now.
Yo, school me a go in us a little more.
What school, Bridget? No summer now.
School my thing there for right now, Bridget. Me need forget myself and I'll ever forget some skills training. So me a go the career advancement program that start this summer.
Really, Larry?
Yeah, man. Me an entertainer or athlete like one, so I school my thing after that. Me have to start plan for the future.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. For more information and to register for the Career Advancement Program, email cap@moey.gov.jm or call 967-9020.
MSMEs are important drivers of economic growth and development in Jamaica. These enterprises create employment, facilitate wealth creation, and form the backbone for private sector growth and expansion.
Counselor of the Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and Entrepreneurship Support Division at the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, Anil Sinha. The Jamaican government is placing entrepreneurship and micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME development at the forefront of its economic growth policy agenda. The revised MSME and entrepreneurship policy is being completed by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries to make it more effective. The policy, first adopted in 2013, serves as a comprehensive framework for the implementation of strategies to support the growth and development of the MSME sector. The revised policy is expected to be completed by December 2017. Chief Technical Director of the Ministry, Stephen Wedderburn, says sections of the policy under revision include an alignment of the definition of MSMEs locally to match international standards and the Security Interest in Personal Property SIP Act. The SIP Act will facilitate the use of non-traditional collateral to obtain financing and access to credit.
That aspect of it is being reviewed in order to see how we can make the banks and financial institutions take up this avenue more actively, and so that MSMEs can actually use their non-traditional assets to get finances. We already see some financing based on intellectual property, but it's far below where we want it to be. But certainly an objective of the ministry is that people who come up with their artistic developments and their intellectual property will be able to go to a bank and say, I have this IP, I need financing, and will be able to get the financing.
An example of non-traditional collateral is intellectual property. Intellectual property IP refers to creations of the mind, such as inventions, literary and artistic works, designs and symbols, names and images that are used for commercial purposes. Techpreneurs and inventors, creative industry startups, artisans, designers, executives and exporters, lawyers, you name it, can leverage intellectual property as a tool to boost competitiveness and expand businesses. No longer should culinary artists, dancers, musicians, actors, poets, artists, designers, writers view their craft and/or talent as a hobby for the fun and thrill, but rather a scalable and sustainable business that contributes to economic growth.
Through all of this, we want to see more Jamaican entrepreneurs being able to generate and transform their commercially viable ideas into solid businesses that produce high-quality goods and services for the market, while using IP as an enabling tool.
Mr. Wedderburn is urging owners of creative works, innovators and inventors to protect their intellectual property, noting that these persons often display works at trade shows locally and internationally without intellectual property protection. This makes it easy for their ideas or products to be pirated by others.
It's really not an expensive cost for registering your products and having it protected. And the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office is open to collaborate with small businesses to show them how to do it. So I encourage all small businesses, if you come up with a new idea, just check in with JIPO.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn. For more information on how you can identify, protect, commercialize, and manage intellectual property, call JIPO at 946-0789.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.